This is Eli Chessy.
This is Ross Chomsky.
This is Jared Gomez.
And we're from the unofficial Xbox podcast where we tell no lies. And today I have Ross and Jared with me, and we're just going to discuss some things that are coming out of Microsoft this week and the last month. Now, the biggest thing right now is this whole new Xbox. It's called the Xbox 360 V2. And it has a 120GB hard drive, it has a new motherboard, and it has an HDMI cable. Now, the HDMI cable lets you view the games and the movies that you download from the marketplace and the HD DVD player in full 1080i, or P, depending on what kind of TV you have. And I think that's the biggest step. But the only bad thing about it is they're making you buy a whole new system. Now, this whole new system comes with 100 more gigabytes, so 120GB hard drive, comes with a new motherboard, and an HDMI slot. Now, if you don't have an HDMI slot, there is really no point of updating, because you can buy the hard drive at a store for $100, and that's fine. If you have an HDMI, you're better off updating. Now, some people are just going to update because it has a new motherboard. And this motherboard is twice the speed of the old one. And Microsoft is saying that it will make the Xbox a lot faster. Ross, what do you think of this?
If you have the old system, it doesn't pay to buy a whole new system just for the motherboard. I mean, it's really more for the hard drive and the hard drive space, you know?
Uh-huh. That's what my friends say. But, Jared, what do you think?
I agree 100% with Ron. It's not worth it just for the motherboard when you can buy the upgrade separately.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are thinking. And, I mean, if you really want the motherboard because you're a freak and you have the money, go do that. I mean, I think it's ridiculous. But, yeah.
If you have, like, $2,000 to spend, go ahead.
Yeah, just go ahead. Another thing I want to bring up today is the Zune. Now, the Zune is just doing terribly. I don't even have to explain it to you. If you're listening to this podcast, you know what the Zune is. You know how it works. It's just doing terrible. The whole wireless thing is crap. Nobody, like, you're not going to go walk up to a stranger on the street. If you have a Zune, could I borrow some of your music? Like, you're not going to do that. What do you think of the Zune's progress, Ross?
It has a greater possibility to break because of the bigger screen. But other than that, there's nothing wrong with the actual system.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is the screen's a lot bigger. The bigger the screen, the more it has to crack in half and totally ruin your day. I mean, it's okay. It's the same price as an iPod. Whatever. Jared, what do you think of the Zune?
Well, I agree with Ross. You know, if it has a big screen, it has a high possibility to break. Just like, you know, with the iPod videos, you know, that's already big enough. You have a big chance of that breaking, so why go any farther?
Yeah, that's what everybody's bringing out. I mean, it's the same thing as the iPod. It's just from Microsoft, and Microsoft came out a little late. I mean, Apple iPods have been around for almost 4 years now. They come out the fifth generation iPod and expect everybody to switch. I'm like, no. If you have full Mac fans with this whole iPod, and there's cheaper iPods. I mean, not everybody wants 30 gigabytes of room. I know people that need 512 megabytes just to hold their tunes to jog on with the shuffle. Or maybe they want 1,000 songs with the Nano. You know, I mean, Apple gives you a lot more choices.
One thing. So this new system, does it come with the choice of the amount of memory you want?
No, it automatically comes with 120.
How much is that?
It's the same price as the old.
No, how much is the memory?
It's 120 gigabytes.
That is crazy. I know. Who likes that many songs?
And it's a little sad, but the Zune comes in 30 or 80 gigabytes, and there's no choices like the iPod. Let's say you're the normal listener, and you can go, and you don't want to spend $250. You're gonna wanna not spend that much. You go to Apple, you get a Nano or a Shuffle for $100, $200. I mean, that's a great deal. 1,000 songs But then you get into that you want to watch some videos. Apple got a great software. You can download videos right off of iTunes, plop them right on your iPod. The Zune does not offer that. I just have to say that the Zune is just terrible. Ross, what do you think?
I think the whole sharing music is crap.
Jared, what do you think?
Well, I think, yeah, if you don't have a choice with the amount of memory you want, it's kind of not worth it. Because, you know, it could either have too little or too much memory. I doubt anyone, you know, wants more memory than that, but still.
Yeah, I mean, do you really want that much memory?
No, you're never going to use it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, all the time you're always changing around what you have on your iPod or MP3. You know, Apple's dominating the MP3 business. You know, Microsoft's just trying to get in the game. But, no, they're not.
Apple owns 63% of the music industry and MP3 players. 63%. That's a lot. That's more than half. I can't even continue talking about the Zune. I have to end the Zune here. We started...
You're just killing the whole point of the iPod.
Yeah, it's just sad. I just want to put it out there before I forget. We have a new website. It's xbox_podcast.podbean.com, and we found out after trying this for a long time that that program will work a lot better for us, and it'll make iTunes usage a lot easier. You can check us out there with all the, I'd love for you guys to just drop a comment, just to let you know you're out there. Because we see, oh, there's 100 people listening to this, but nobody drops a comment. Just drop a comment. I mean, if you don't like it, drop a comment. If you have to leave negative feedback, drop a comment. But don't drop shit like, oh, you guys suck. Like, just tell us what you want to hear. I mean, we're here for your benefit. You guys have anything else you want to cover?
No, not really.
Jared?
Just like one last thing.
Uh-huh.
Not buy this new thing from Microsoft because you will regret it.
Yeah, don't do that. Just don't.
It's basically like suicide. You're ruining it for yourself.
Yeah, you just are. Don't buy the Zune.
If you want an MP3 that also plays video, go ahead and get an iPod Video. You know, they're great.
They're great. They have more choices. Don't buy the new Xbox. I mean, it's even stupid if you don't even have a HDTV. I mean, don't. Yeah. Just don't. Just leave it there. My name is Eli Chessy. My gamer tag is GameyBigEE123.
I'm Ross Chomsky.
And I'm Jared Cummins. I do not have a gamer tag.
Because he's really weird. Ross has one, but he's not on live yet. I'm trying to work on that. We're all from the unofficial Xbox 360 podcast run by 14-year-olds. And we're the podcast that never lies. I thank you guys for listening today, and see you soon.